Today, we're actually going to brew a batch of beer.
Guys, and thanks for tuning in to our first episode of 2017, the Irish Beer Snob Podcast.
Yay!
Whoop whoop! I, for one, am glad that year is over.
2016?
Yeah.
Well, it was a long enough year.
Yeah.
Although it did go by pretty quickly, just
everybody says happened. That it's been a long year, but oh, but a flu, and it's just like, ugh.
Cliche central.
Yeah. So yeah. This, in our first episode of the year, we are going to be enjoying Reality Bites, which is a double IPA from Kelly's Mountain Brewery.
In Clane,
yeah. So we've heard a lot of good reports about it. Our friend Ian from Hop Addiction thinks it's an amazing beer. The beer hopster who actually gave us the bottle thinks it's really, really good too. This is the first batch of it though, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. It's obviously the first time we're having it, and we don't often see the Kelly stuff up this direction.
Which is strange, considering like they're so close, in a way.
They seem to sell quite a bit through their local Super Values, and they wouldn't have an absolutely huge brewery. And they export a fair bit as well, so it's not unusual for there to be a kind of small enough supply going around. But hopefully as they grow, that will become more widespread. Like, obviously, we're not really down in Selbridge Clane direction too much, where you'd always pick it up.
Yeah, that's true.
We're kind of, you know, it's either I'm in Dublin or we're up and around these parts. So it's like, obviously, thanks to Liam for dropping it to us. It was a nice little surprise in the box that we weren't expecting.
Yeah, it sure was. So I'll pop it open then, shall I?
Absolutely, yeah.
So it's a 500ml bottle. Love the label.
Yeah, Kelly's have recently rebranded. Like, you may remember last year.
It's like the Matrix kind of effect on it.
Yeah, I do like the label on this one. I know they changed the branding on all of their beers this year. Late last year. After, like, they originally were quite traditional looking, but they've kind of modernized their labeling. And it looks a lot better. And obviously, Jackie and Ronan are two lovely people as well. I got to go down to their first birthday barbecue at the brewery, which you, I think, were working on that day.
I was.
I'd
like to actually go down and pay them a visit myself as well.
Yeah, so
check it out.
We can sort that out. Now, that's quite a nice ambery colour.
Yeah, I really do like this label, I have to say.
Yeah, it looks good.
Yeah.
So it's a...
They have their code down along the side of it, like they... On their previous bottles. Has anybody actually ever cracked those codes?
I don't know. I'll have to ask. I'll have to send them an email and ask them what the situation is with that, because they put it's a cipher that they've put around, and I know one of the beers they put it on, it was actually the name of the next beer was in there.
Yeah, that was on the, wasn't it the Bottle of Justice had the label, or was it Revolution?
I think it was Revolution,
that was
the Red Ale.
The Red Ale, wasn't it? And that was, if you cracked that code, you got the name of the third beer, wasn't it?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that's going back a while now. But yeah, it's a clever, it's interesting idea.
Something like Mountain Man. Mountain Man did something similar with that as well, if you cracked a code Sneaky Ale, wasn't
it? They did it based on the old Enigma code-breaking machine from World War II. So, but I think their prize was like to go down and do a brew day with Phil in the brewery and things like that. So that was really interesting as well.
Well, if you're any good at cracking codes, have a go at this one and see what you make of it.
Well, I know I wouldn't have a clue. So, double IPA, and this is, I know Ian from Hop Addiction was kind of talking about this previously, that he wouldn't count anything under 8.5% as a double. This is only 7.
It's so clear, though, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a nice level of carbonation there. My head is kind of still there. It's
mine's
about a finger thick.
Mine's gone.
Well, I suppose. Cheers.
Yeah, cheers. Launch it. Let's get into it. Lovely, lovely aroma.
Yeah, it looks lovely. I haven't stuck my nose in yet.
Yeah.
There's definitely, the hops are there. I think it's probably concentrating more on the bittering and flavour hops than aroma. But like, just looking from the bottle, the list of hops in there, Cascade, Equinox, Hool Melon and Citra, like they're obviously four very big hops. It's 70 IBU, so we're expecting this to be quite bitter. And it's quite a departure for the guys in Kelly's, because I know Justice, the lager and the red ale and their port stout, sweet stout, sweet porter as well. They're all kind of under the 5%. So this is kind of a step away. Now, they did do Ultimate Revenge, which is a barrel-aged version of their stout, which came in between 7 and 8%. And that was really tasting really well. That was with Glendalough casks. So that was really interesting. But I'm going to have a mouthful of this.
Yeah. Lubricate that throat of yours, because, you know, waffle, waffle.
Yeah, there's a big malt body in there. Quite a bit of malt sweetness. It is bitter, but it's quite well balanced in the sense of the bitterness isn't overt, like as in it isn't just crushing bitterness. There's that nice complementary malt backbone there that's giving you a nice little bit of sweetness, and then it fades into the bitterness. Doesn't really taste like a 7% beer.
I think the bitterness comes through a little bit later for me. Quite smooth mouthfeel to it as well.
Mm. Nice level of carbonation.
Yeah.
I'd like to see a bit more on the aroma side.
It's a dry finish.
To be honest, but it's quite nice. I'm enjoying that.
Mm.
So, what have we got to look forward to?
Well, unless you've been living under a rock, or you don't follow us on Twitter or Instagram or Facebook or whatever other social media that we are on, we announced last Monday our little collaboration with thebeerclub.ie.
Yeah, so the idea is that the beerclub.ie offer a subscription service to people who they can choose to get a box of beer delivered to them each month. So like there's single, duo and trio packs. But what we're working with them is to do a beer school type of thing where we are picking a style and we pick the beers of the ones available that we can get for each box. And guided tasting notes, but like what we want people to do is to try and taste the beers and see what they're tasting themselves.
Yeah.
And then, you know, make a note of what they're tasting. And like we've given food pairing ideas as well.
Yeah.
But the envelopes are sealed, so you can choose to read the tasting notes or not.
Don't cheat, guys. It'll be so much more fun if you don't cheat.
Well, I know myself, sometimes subliminal tasting notes will point you in a direction and make you make a connection where you might not necessarily make it yourself. Like sometimes there's a difference between knowing there's a flavour on the tip of your tongue and you maybe just can't remember
but
the
word for it. But that's kind of like me and how I am about tasting beers as well. Like I'm still learning loads from you as well. Do you know? I can't always describe what I'm tasting.
Yeah, like obviously it comes with eating loads of different things and loads of different fruits and things like that. But I think, you know, sometimes if you see on the side of a bottle, it's describing, you will smell grapefruit here. Like you're immediately expecting grapefruit and you'll make a tenuous connection if it's not necessarily full on. So the idea, like the guys in the beer club approached us and kind of, we kind of had a good couple of meetings before we said, look, this is something I think we can do.
Yeah. So do check out the beerclub.ie website for more information on the pricing and the boxing and delivery and things like that as well. We will be hosting a Twitter hour on Monday night as well from 9 p.m. till 10 p.m.
Yeah.
And the hashtag is beerclub.ie.
Yeah, so immediately following Irish Beer Chat, so from 9 to 10 on Monday evenings, we'll be doing the kind of live taste along on Twitter, and obviously people can comment on Facebook and everything like that.
But if
there's anything you think we should be doing on that side, maybe just drop us a line and let us know what you think.
Absolutely, tell us what you think. They're not all Irish craft beer, though.
No.
They are the best of the styles that we could pick from. Some are from Ireland, and but of course, around the rest of the world.
Yeah, like so. The idea being that I'm going to pick some of the beers I've enjoyed drinking that I think are really good examples of the style. And, you know, the idea being that you can try a few different styles. Like, everyone, craft beer is not just IPAs. Like, I suppose, like, people think, oh, God, it's all hoppy madness. Like, we've, you know, like, so much of the beer market is actually still lager and blonde beers like that as well. So, definitely.
So don't be disappointed if you see the box and there are beers that you've already had, because you probably will learn something new about the beer as you're drinking it and we're talking about it.
Yeah. So, like, looking forward to that kicking off next Monday. So that would be the 23rd. So it'll be for the next 4 weeks, we'll be doing four different beers. There's two Irish in there and there's two foreign, but like, obviously the subscribers will get them. And then those that want to kind of drink along with us on the evening, we will say what the beer is as well. So if people have it, they can drink along with us. So then next weekend, we've got the Framwell Cask Festival and Strange Brews. Unfortunately, we're not going to be able to make it ourselves this year, but it always is a good event down in the Franciscan Well Brew Pub in Cork. And there's some cracking pubs in Cork now as well. You've got Rising Suns, the Beer House, and they're all within relatively close walking distance. So if you're going down, you've obviously got a few places to go for a bit of food.
Well, we were planning on going down, but something else has come up in the meantime later on down the year where we've kind of be able to announce that one soon too.
Yeah, so
can't go to everything.
No, unfortunately not, unless I win the lottery, of course. And then I'll go to whatever I want. So this week's topical.
So topical. Wayne, you want to talk about your beer resolutions? I don't really have any because I don't know what way my life's going to be for the next few weeks.
Okay. Well, I suppose
I've been injured and I'm not getting out to all the different events and stuff like that. What's the point?
Well, yeah, of course. Like, the thing is, every year, every January, people make resolutions about, oh, I'm going to give up this, I'm going to do that, and blah, blah, blah. I suppose from the point of view, kind of pose the question on Facebook and Twitter about what's your new beer's resolution for 2017. So
quite surprised with
Thanks to everyone who got back to us. Like, do you want to talk through some of them?
Yeah, quite surprised that the same thing cropped up with quite a few people, the fear of missing out. Getting over it, getting over the hype of the beers and stuff like that as well, getting over that feeling.
Yeah, like, I know Steve and Thomas Burrows had mentioned the fear of missing out, but that's not just in beer. It's, you can see that in technology. Like, a new iPhone comes out and there's people queuing on the streets like losers, to be frank, to get their hands on a new piece of technology. Ronald Swanston, drinking less often, but drinking the good stuff when I do. And I think that's fair enough. Like, I think there's drinking for the sake of drinking, and then there's actually drinking because you want to enjoy a new beer and new flavours and see what you think.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. Like, especially on maybe if we were going on a night out or whatever, I tend to drink what I already know. I probably wouldn't be drinking something new on a night out because, let's face it, probably won't remember it the next day.
Yeah, so the home.
Well, if you're drunk, you're not going to remember what you're drinking.
Yeah, well, like if you're like one of those that uses Untappd, you probably have some recall when you look back through your check-ins from the night before.
And that's one of my new beer resolutions, to stop using Untappd.
Controversial.
Yeah, I got on my new phone. I didn't even download the app.
Oh, well, let's see how long that lasts. Sean Cullohan, homebrewer from the Midlands in Ireland, is looking to nail down his own house culture of yeast harvested from this fair land. So from looking at some of the things he does in his home brewing, I would not be surprised, and wish you the very best of luck with that. Nelly O'Neill says it's who you drink with, not what you drink. And I agree totally. Beer is, at the end of the day, a social lubricant. So it's like some of your best beer memories are, or some of your favourite beers are intrinsically, for me anyway, linked to experiences. Like, you know, like for you drinking Cloudwater Dipper V3, was it at BrewDog AGM last year?
Yeah. But even more recently, like, we had friends down over the Christmas period and got to enjoy some of the beers that we've been saving.
Yeah. Yeah, like definitely. Like that's the thing. You start hoarding and you've got loads and you're like, Jesus Christ, there's all this stuff in the cabinet and the crates. And
yeah.
It just gets a bit nuts, really. And then on Twitter, over on Twitter, we had a couple of comments. Miles, our favourite Geordie, who will be joining us on the next Beery Chats on the 3rd of February. It's a Drink More Cask Ale. Obviously, that's very topical at the moment, given...
Over there.
In the UK particularly, given the announcement by Cloudwater, who obviously will be a small enough producer in terms of scale, but they highlighted the issue of pricing, and it's been covered to death. I'm not going to recover that. Pete McCary actually has a good kind of catch-all page for anyone who wants to read up on that. It's not really something we would see much of here, but whether or not we see a bit of cask resurgence in Ireland... on the back of the craft beer movement, that's another question. Will we not? And then Edge of West also kind of echoing the other comments about remembering it's only beer. It's only beer, people. No need to lose your shit over it, essentially. Yeah. So, aside from not having Untappd, what are your new beer's resolutions, honey?
Probably contribute to the blog a bit more.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that would be nice, especially with me going back to college 2 nights a week.
Yeah, no, pull my weight a bit more.
Well, that's good of you. That's fair enough. I suppose for me, I want to rediscover malty beers. I want to, while I love my really hoppy IPAs and double IPAs and pale ales, I love them. Like, they'll always be my go-to styles. But I want to delve into the world of malty beers, whether it's, you know, English bitter or red ales, porters, stouts. Get into it and try and enjoy them.
Music to my ears.
Like, why? Well, obviously, those that follow me on... I follow the Facebook page would have seen the other night that Foam and Fury is back. And it's going to be in permanent... Well, I'm not sure if it's permanent in Galway Bay, but they will be brewing it on a regular basis now going forward. And it was absolutely in top quality form. However, before I actually got my Foam and Fury, I tasted the Porter, Touching the Skull, the collaboration with Whiplash. And absolutely brilliant beer. 4%, full of flavour, delicious. So that kind of made me think...
Would it travel well in a growler?
I don't know.
Well, you'll have to find out.
I'll have to find out, will I? But yeah, like for me, I want to kind of delve into the different styles. I know some people would maybe struggle with sours and things like that. Like it's just, for me, it's trying new beers, trying to look beyond what I'm always looking for, a hoppy, bitter beer with magical aroma. I want to be trying something that... I'm tasting different things, and you know, like there's so many bloody beers out there. Like even if it means, you know, looking more at the German breweries, the Belgian breweries, and looking at these different things and kind of going, well, yeah, this is really good for different reasons than being just a, you know, a hop monster IPA or a pale ale or whatever. So that for me is what my main new beers resolution is this year. I'll probably keep going on Untappd. It's just kind of a way for me to record what beers I've had. I'm definitely not one of those Untappd users that is worried about being the number one checker in of a certain beer or in a certain venue.
I'm just over
it. It's literally just, oh yeah, this is what I had and this is what I thought of it.
Yeah.
So I know from my own point of view that it's like I had it before and it's good, or I had it before and it was bad. It's obviously, I suppose, given a lot more feedback in cases to brewers as well. Like I've had one or two beers that I didn't think were very good and I've sent feedback back and maybe in some cases not heard anything back, but in some cases said, oh yeah, we'll look into that, and then not heard anything back anyway. So like, again, it's the same time.
Yeah,
do they actually give a shit? Like,
but at least you've done that. Do you know how many people out there wouldn't actually tell the brewery that the beer was off, or they'd just go about and complain about it anyway, but not actually give that feedback to the brewery.
True enough, I suppose. So, like, what are we now? We're nearly at the end of January.
I'd like to try more Irish beers. Like, there's a whole heap of breweries around Ireland that I've forgotten about, but maybe I haven't focused on so much.
That you look beyond.
Yeah. Like, apart from the big guys like 8 Degrees and White Hag, and we know that they always make really, really good beers, but we always overlook the smaller breweries.
Yeah.
And they don't get as much focus. Like, there's James Brown, his new beer, haven't even tried that, and he's only a stone's throw away from us.
Yeah, it's a carry-out exclusive, I think. I don't think we don't have a carry-out in Navan anyway, so
yeah.
I'd have to look into that. But yeah, that's a fair point as well. You know, there's some really interesting things coming down the line. Like, obviously Got to Taste over in Idlewild Bar, they had a strawberry IPA. So, like, they're making beers based on cocktails, essentially.
That was Dean's collaboration with Rascals.
Dean's collaboration with Rascals. And that's going to be... I think they're producing another batch of it. That was only like a pilot batch, but they're producing a full-size batch that'll be going into cans and kegs.
Ooh, cans, good.
So I think they'll actually be the first pub that's not a brewery to have their own beer out in for sale around. That's not like, say, Galway Bay and their own beers. It's actually Idlewild in collaboration with Rascals, and something interesting to come out of that. Obviously, Alltech.
57 not have their own beers.
Well, they do, but they also have two pubs themselves.
Mm.
But it's their own beer, like they brew it with Five Lamps.
Mm.
But you can't buy the Two Sides stuff in bottle or cans.
Oh, that's only keg.
Yes, yeah, only kegs.
Aha, get you.
So, yeah, there's that coming. Like, that's coming down the line, and wish Dean very success with it. Had a taste, it was really good. You had to go digging a little bit for the strawberry, but the oatmeal and lactose gave it a great mouthfeel. I believe the keg didn't last long. I think the keg was gone in the night, so a lot of interested people. So yeah, it's really good.
I did eventually get to try the Rascals mint stout.
Yeah.
Oh, I loved it. I thought it was really, really lovely.
Yeah, I had it on cask, a version of it on cask in Cork, and it was really good. I know some people didn't like it, but look, that's what keeps it interesting. If we all had the same opinion about things, it'd be pretty boring, really.
Yeah, so that's pretty much it. So watch out for Monday nights.
Yeah, so you've now got 2 hours of Irish beer, well, beer-focused chat in Ireland on Monday evenings between 8 and 9, Irish Beer Chat, and then between 9 and 10, you've got beerclub.ie. Obviously, thebeerclub.ie, check them out and see what you think. And if there's any suggestions on things you'd like to see maybe included or...
Or something you might even want to hear us talk about in the podcast, Off the Line.
Yeah.
At Mrs. Beer Snob on Twitter. At Mrs_BeerSnob on Instagram.
Yep, Irish Beer Snob, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, everything, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of it. So, Sinead, welcome to 2017. Reality Bites, it has been a case. It's been back to work now for 3 depressing weeks. Finally got paid, thank God. But yeah, good, really good beer. Really interested to try version 2. Just think they could have done a little bit more with the aroma hop on it, but yeah. Seek it out, Reality Bites, Double IPA by Kelly's, and we will see you next time.
Yeah, cheers.
Cheers.
The Irish Craft Beer subreddit is the best way to keep pace with all the latest news, views, reviews and interviews relating to the Irish craft beer scene. Check out the subreddit at www.reddit.com/r/IrishCraftBeer and join the revolution.